The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So brothers and sisters, the discussion tonight, the idea of trying to raise children who are Fatimi, means we're going to borrow one lesson from the school of Fatima. One lesson on how she would raise children. You see, if you look at her many magnificent names, one of her names was Al-Karima, the dignified one, the noble one. What we're going to be talking about, inshallah, is a focus on trying to raise children for the second 7 years. Right? So we have to raise them properly in the first 7 years, but let's say our children are seven and older. What do we do then? One of the lessons from Sayyidah Fatima, from the school of Fatima, will be this one. Raising children so that they develop a sense of karama. Karama, right now, we're going to go over the hadith, inshallah. We're going to loosely define karama as Islamic dignity and self-worth. How can we raise our children so that they have this inner sense of Islamic dignity and self-worth? How can we get the children to have this? Our focus is always ourselves. How can I do this? Do I have karama? Do I enjoy these traits? Right? My focus is always trying to save myself. But in addition, we do have a heavy responsibility. You and I, you want to raise the soldiers of Sahib al-Zaman. They have to have that spirit to be willing to sacrifice for their imam. They have to know what Islam is, right? So because of this heavy responsibility, then yes, we as believers need to know how to imbibe this trait of karama. But our focus, of course, is trying to get it right ourselves. So now, we're gonna kind of peer into the mind of someone who's not kareem. I'm going to mention some sins, right? And you and I, because the moral compass helps me calculate. It's how I figure out what to do, what's right or what's wrong. We're going to go into the mind of someone who's not kareem. And we'll see later on, remember these same examples when we talk about the person who has karama. But there are certain sins, and the not kareem person is faced with certain situations, right? Their moral compass. For a person who has karama, the person will go the opposite way. We'll talk about the non-kareem first. The non-kareem finds it difficult to do good deeds. I don't have the motivation. In my mind, in my method of calculation, according to my moral compass, I don't see good deeds as weighty. Sinning for me is easy. Sinning for me is like drinking water. We're going to go in the mind of the non-kareem, just for a few examples, just to try and get some things. Okay. So, the non-kareem, just as a couple of examples. The non-kareem when it comes to foul language, just as one example, right? Because the kareem stays away from things that are lowly. Disgusting, despicable. When you try and speak to the non-kareem about foul language, the non-kareem will tell you, man, you're such a Boy Scout. You grew up sheltered. You think that's bad? For him, it's not weighty. I said a few things. I got it off my chest. I feel better. Non-kareem. You and I, we talk a lot about being forgiving, being the bigger person. The non-kareem forgive? Why should I always be the bigger person? Let the other person suffer. They made me angry. Let them feel it. You know what happens for people like you who always keep your anger in? Internally, you explode. You need to learn how to be angry, how to tell people how it is, that people fear you, the non-Kareem. Breaking promises. The non-Kareem, okay, well, I gave my word, so what? What difference does it make? Everybody breaks promises. Right? The word of the non-Kareem isn't valuable in their eyes. Looking at haram, the non-Kareem, when it comes to looking, seriously, you think God's going to punish me for just looking at them? God created them beautiful. I heard a story, inshallah, it's not true. They said once there was this old man and he was sitting on a bus and he was looking at the women who would come in the bus, and each time he would look, he would say, dhikr. So he would look and see somebody, he would say, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So finally one person was like, what are you doing? He came over to him, he said, you missed one subhanallah. You do it. But the non-kareem thinks that guarding the eyes isn't important. It's not a big deal, you guys, going, right? Because it's not weighty in my eyes. Hijab. Hijab is also difficult. Let them not look. I choose how to cover my... Do you really think God... You're taking Islam too serious. I'm a good person. The last thing is about gratitude for the non-Kareem. For the non-Kareem person, when you do them a favor, and then we tell the person, anybody who does you any small good deed, you should be grateful for them. Right? Your mother, how much effort did she make for you? Your father, what did he do? Or you and I, as believers. The non-Kareem finds it difficult to express a deep sense of gratitude. They don't see every blessing that they have as a blessing from God through that person. They find it difficult to express gratitude. So the non-Kareem, make it like as if they moved heaven and earth for me. Big deal. Inshallah, they'll get their ajr in the next world. They'll get their reward in the next world. I do things for them too. Why? So now, we're going to just give ourselves one reminder and then we're going to move on, inshallah. So what happens is, if we can raise our children properly with karama, we'll awaken the fitrah. If someone's fitrah has been awakened, and I'm going to share the verse of the Quran, it doesn't take more than a nudge. A person whose fitrah is awakened, they might make a mistake, they might commit sins, they might do some wrong things. All it will take will be a nudge for that person to get back on the right way. Why? Because God trained or created all of us so internally we recognize when something is wrong and something is right. If the karama, if the training happens based on karama, the fitrah is awakened, the person can stay away from sin. So I'll give you one verse of the Quran, Surah 91, and verses number 7 and 8. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. By the nafs and by him who created the nafs, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Then he inspired it. The nafs knows. فُجُورَهَا, ugly things, sins, وَتَقْوَاهَا. So the nafs actually knows.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matin. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل على